Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is the Ingrained Insights Podcast, a forum to explore the delectable world of snack and bakery products. Today's guests are Chris Ortego and Sean Davis of Cotton Blues Cheesecake. Chris is the owner of the company, and Sean is the executive pastry chef. Welcome to the show, Chris and Sean.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Cotton Blues Restaurant is located in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and the restaurant, now known as Cotton Blues Kitchen and Marketplace, quickly made a name for itself for its cheesecake, which is now available in retail. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Cotton Blues Restaurant?
We started it about 8 years ago and have had a very successful restaurant. You know, beginning of 2020, things changed quite a bit as the industry, restaurant industry changed, and we were extremely grateful to have already pivoted towards grocery stores and not only be tied to a restaurant, because this last year has definitely been a challenge. But we've had an extremely popular restaurant, and out of that very popular restaurant, the cheesecake was the most popular item in the restaurant by a large margin. It was competing against a lot of other good food, but Sean told me he had a really good cheesecake recipe. We ran it one night for a special, and the very first night we knew we had something extremely special. I mean, people were just blown away with it. And shortly after that, you know, maybe 6 months, a year after that, I was noticing that all walks of life and all of our clientele across the board was willing to walk in and buy an $8 slice of cheesecake to go. There were only some people just coming in just for cheesecake, no, nothing else. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, you know, we need to get this in front of more people, not just this building and not just Hattiesburg. And that's when we started approaching the grocery store world and knew that we had to push it out there and that we had to let more people try it.
Yeah. Chris, talk a little bit more about that retail connection and how that's grown. I understand your retail presence recently expanded a little bit earlier this year.
Right. So we got our we're really grateful to the local grocery stores that gave us a shot, Corner Markets and Ramey's, and we'll be forever grateful for those stores who did it. But our first big break was Rouse's in the New Orleans market. And I was trying to break through with them, and I was really not getting much traction, kind of getting ignored. Lots of emails not getting returned, lots of phone calls not getting returned. And I watched the movie The Founder about Ray Kroc and starting McDonald's. And the theme of the movie was persistence and being persistent and how important and how it will triumph over anything else. And it motivated me to give it another shot. So I drove down to Thibodaux, Louisiana, and I sat in their lobby of their home office with four cheesecakes sitting on my lap. And I said, I'm just going to sit here until someone talks to me. And eventually the head buyer is like, who are you and why are you sitting here and what are you doing? And I told him, he said, well, come on back here. And he put me in front of somebody. And while I was doing that, apparently Donnie Rouse, who owns the company, walked by and saw the cheesecake sitting on the counter that I left there and opened it up and stuck his finger in it and said, hey, put these in all my grocery stores. And that was our first real big break. And it helped us get into AWG Pearl Warehouse, and it kind of taken off from there. And it just shows that, you know, my job is made easier because Sean's got such an unbelievable recipe, because it took one fingerful to convince a fairly large chain to take us on.
Yeah, product sells itself. Sean, can you talk a little bit about what makes your Cotton Blues cheesecake distinctive?
So most cheesecakes on the market tend to have cornstarch or flour to bind them together. And that also makes it kind of taste gummy, I guess is the word I would use.
Pasty.
Yes, pasty. And ours does not. Like, it's all held together by eggs. So technically it's a custard and not a cake, but it's still cheesecake, you know? Mm-hmm. And the texture of it's just, it's light and fluffy and smooth, and it doesn't stay with you too long. So we use premium ingredients. Like, it's all the ingredients are things that your grandmother would buy to make cheesecake at home, you know, like the same brands and everything.
What are some of your core flavors?
We've got an original, which is just plain New York style cheesecake. We have sea salted caramel swirl. We make all the sauces in-house at the production facility from scratch, so it's not anything from a bucket. And we have a strawberry swirl and a blueberry swirl, both of which are made with actual blueberries and strawberries and sugar. The blueberry one's got a little bit of cinnamon in it. But yeah, we have four flavors right now.
If you had to tap one as perhaps the fan favorite, what do you think it would be?
I'm going to go say salted caramel. It definitely has a following of its own.
And do you do any seasonal options, for the holidays and things like that?
We're currently doing a seasonal sweet potato cheesecake. It's a Ramey's exclusive, one of our local chains. A lot of companies do a pumpkin cheesecake around the fall, but being from the South, we definitely prefer sweet potato. It's just got more flavor and a little bit better texture than pumpkin. So it's got fresh roasted sweet potatoes, molasses, ginger, cinnamon, all the good fall flavors mixed in there. It's a pretty special thing.
No, that sounds fantastic. So, Chris, what's coming down the pike for Cotton Blues in 2021? I know it's set to be still a challenging year, especially in the first quarter, probably. But what's your strategy for, getting out of this COVID funk?
Well, we've been fortunate. We've actually grown during COVID, and we had some relationships I had worked on before the first shutdown kind of happened, and we backed off, obviously, because grocery stores were worried about getting bread and chicken in, and I wasn't going to call them about our high-end cheesecake during that period of time. But as soon as it calmed down a little bit, I was able to go back to some of those previous relationships, whether it be the Homeland grocery stores in Oklahoma City and Mitchell's distributors in Alabama. But Kroger has taken us on for all the Mississippi Kroger. So those relationships had already started, and they were enthusiastically picked us back up as soon as things calmed down in their world. Sean was talking about our label, and if you look at, we know who the big players are in the cheesecake world, the mass produced ones that are in most grocery stores. And we have six or seven ingredients. We obviously have some sub ingredients in Kraft cream cheese and Keebler graham cracker crumbs, but our labels, we don't have dehydrated eggs and natural milk flavoring. And it is so much cleaner obviously, I'm not claiming that it's healthy, but it's a clean label. And we need more people to try it. So we were selling a 4-pound, $30 cheesecake in the grocery stores, depending on what grocery store was charging, but around that price. And it worked well in Mississippi. It worked here, and we're lots of families in the Deep South. But there's a huge market for younger people and single serving and shopping on a smaller scale than a 4-pound family cheesecake. So we've discovered this, and the grocery stores that take our cheesecake out of the box and sells it by the slice in the deli department have lots of success with their product. They move a lot of the whole 4-pound cheesecakes because they are essentially sampling with a single slice in their deli department. But there's some challenges. Not all grocery stores have a full deli department or have the staffing to handle it, or they're just keeping their heads above water with keeping up. We all know that during the pandemic, deli departments have just really increased their volume with pre-made food and meals, and a lot of grocery stores are shifting towards that. So we knew we had to shift towards it, and we're coming out with a single slice serving. So we got this great packaging where it holds a slice in there. We'll sell assorted cases, so grocery store will be able to get a case 36, maybe 12 original, 12 salted caramel, 6 blueberries, 6 strawberry, and it will be a turnkey product. So it'll be single sliced, packaged, tamper sealed, all the barcodes and nutritional information that they need on it, so they can just put on their shelves and sell. So it'll be there to compete more with the Father's Table, Atlanta Cheesecake Company, and that size, where it's a smaller portion and a single slice for the 25-year-old who gets their groceries online or calls ahead to have them picked up. And that's where we were kind of missing that market. We had kind of taken the whole 4-pound family Thanksgiving type cheesecake, and we're coming out with that. And we expect to see great things from it, and a whole lot more people get to try our cheesecake now. And we think it's just going to perpetuate our business moving forward. And I think we've listened to grocery stores and gave them something that fits for all grocery stores, no matter how big their deli department is or how small their perimeter side of the business is. This fits their needs.
No, it sounds great. I love the strategy, and after all, there's always room for cheesecake.
And look, like I said before, I know we're biased, but it is just we will put ours against anybody, and that includes we ship nationwide on Goldbelly as well, and so we get to go up against Juniors and Eli's, some of the big boys, and they don't have a huge grocery store presence as they have more of an online presence, but I stand behind our product, and we'll put it up against any cheesecake as far as a sampling or tasting or judgment.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chris and Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're grateful for you having us.
For more insights from Sean and Cotton Blues, you can read Developing Enticing Better For You Specialized Desserts feature on snackandbakery.com. Thank you for listening. This is Ingrained Insights.